Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.
Today we're talking about family caregiving across the lifespan. Hello, I'm Amy Taylor Myers, and welcome to Farm and Family. Today we're speaking with Dr. Joe Wilmoth, Associate Professor of Human Development and Family Studies, and Ms. Ann San Singh, Community Health Coordinator at Mississippi State University. So, Dr. Wilmoth, why is family caregiving so important?
Amy, there are more than 826,000 family caregivers in Mississippi and more than 43 million across the United States who are helping to care for older loved ones so they can live independently. And as the population continues to age, it will be much more common for people to care for older family members. In addition, nationally, there are more than 10 million people who are caring for children that may be living with challenging circumstances that require round-the-clock care. We want to capture the awareness about effective caregiving for all ages, so we're using the term family caregiving across the lifespan.
Okay, so when is someone defined as a family caregiver?
Well, family caregiving includes a wide range of activities. It can begin the moment someone begins to assume responsibility of performing tasks for the loved one, perhaps something as simple as mowing the yard or running an errand. It may then move on to round-the-clock, 24/7 kinds of responsibilities, caring for family members, doing things like managing prescriptions, cooking meals, taking care of financial matters, performing personal hygiene tasks, and so forth.
Now, do we have any services for family caregivers in Mississippi?
Yes, there are quite a few services available, but there are still a lot of gaps. And in particular, we want to focus on the respite area right now.
And tell me what the term respite means, please.
Well, respite is basically time away for family caregivers to rest, have time for themselves. That may be something as short as an hour or two, or it may be a day or two or weekend. That time is decided between the respite caregiver and the family caregiver. Sometimes it's difficult to find trained respite caregivers, especially in challenging and demanding caregiving situations.
And Anne, you work with health coalitions across the state. Are there any new things happening around family caregiving?
Yes, Amy, we now have an active Mississippi Family Caregiver Coalition that was reorganized a little over a year ago. They have a defined vision, mission, and purpose that will promote collaboration, networking, and education for enhancing the well-being of family caregivers. The Mississippi Family Caregiver Coalition is hosting the Mississippi Respite Summit for parents and other family caregivers, respite providers, community groups, and agencies on Friday, February the 5th, 2016, from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the University of Mississippi Medical Center Conference Center at the Jackson Medical Mall.
Okay, so can you tell us a little more about the meeting, please? Is it just a sit and listen lecture-based activity, or is it participation expected?
Well, this respite summit is a working meeting. We will be developing a plan to address the unmet needs and gaps in respite services throughout the state. And our goal is to incorporate the collective wisdom of the professionals and family caregivers. And this valuable information gathered during the summit will be used to increase public and legislative awareness regarding the critical need for respite care and services for all ages in Mississippi. We are especially needing caregivers in attendance, Amy.
And how can people register for the summit?
Well, the registration link is a little bit lengthy, so it's best to Google 2016 Mississippi Respite Summit. Our seating is limited, and the deadline for registration is January 15, 2016. If questions, there's contact information on the website, or you may contact me, Ann San Singh, at 662-325-4043.
All right. Thank you both so much. Today we've been speaking with Dr. Joe Wilmoth, Associate Professor of Human Development and Family Studies at Mississippi State University, and Ms. Ann San Singh, Community Health Coordinator. I'm Amy Taylor Myers, and this has been Farm and Family. Have a great day.
Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.